Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Carrie. And now let's welcome Johnny Johnson, a Revolutionary War fella from Gainesville, Florida, a fine, versatile singer, and he will introduce his lady. Now keep within your time, Johnny. Very authentic costumes. Let's give them a hand.
Can I get the sound a little closer? I'm playing, but I'm going to need some singing. Okay.
We'll tell you a little something about these costumes in a second.
I'm John. This is Pat Wickman, who's from St. Augustine. The costumes are Revolutionary War period. I'm in the persona of an East Florida Ranger, which was a loyalist group formed in St. Augustine to assist the 60th Rifles, which was a regular British regiment stationed there during the Revolutionary War. Contrary to popular belief, there were 14 colonies, not 13. Florida was the 14th, and
Florida stayed loyal during the American Revolution. It's a little difficult to celebrate a bicentennial and celebrate being a loser, but we had a very special spot in that revolution, and we don't want to start it all over again. We just don't want anybody to forget that there were two sides in that war.
The first song that we're going to do is one that I learned from Cousin Tom and Cousin Het a couple of years ago.
Right.
And it's probably the oldest song as far as historical age that we're going to do this morning. And it's called The Quaker's Courtship.
And it'll give you some idea of what the position of women was in that period. I'm no screaming women's libber, but I enjoy the distance that we've come since then.
Once there was a Quaker lover. Oh dear, oh dear me. Courted a Presbyterian's daughter. Oh dear, oh dear me. Here's a ring worth many a shilling. Oh dear, oh dear me. Take it and wear it if thou art willing. Oh dear, oh dear me.
What do I care for you and your money? T-I-dink-dum-T-I-day. Want a man who'll call me honey? T-I-dink-dum-T-I-day.
Madam, I have both house and land. Oh dear, oh dear me. Both shall be at thy command. Oh dear, oh dear me.
What do I care for your house and land? T-I-dink-dum-T-I-day. All I want's a handsome man. T-I-dink-dum-T-I-day.
Madam, I have come a-courting. Oh dear, oh dear me. Not for pleasure, nor yet for sporting. Oh dear, oh dear me.
What do I care for your desire? T-I-dink-dum-T-I-day. If you come, you'll court the fire. T-I-dink-dum-T-I-day.
I'll go home and tell my mother. Oh dear, oh dear me. She'll straightway go and find me another. Oh dear, oh dear me.
What do I care for you and your mother? T-I-dink-dum-T-I-day. She's an old Quaker and you're another. T-I-dink-dum-T-I-day.
Must I give up my religion? Oh dear, oh dear me. Must I be a Presbyterian? Oh dear me.
cheer up, loving brother. Tee-eyed, ink-dum, tee-eyed day. If you can't catch one fish, catch another. Tee-eyed, ink-dum, tee-eyed day. Tee-eyed, ink-dum, tee-eyed day.
British Grenadiers, we do the military setup. Thank you very much.
As I said, I'm in the uniform of an East Florida Ranger who were irregulars. The regulars were...
The Redcoats.
The Redcoats.
The Lobsterbacks.
Believe it or not, the Greencoats, because the cavalry, as in Tarleton's Legion, were green. Right. But probably the most famous group of soldiers were the Grenadiers, with the tall bearskin hats, I believe.
Oh, they were even practicing psychological warfare then, because the very tallest of the men were always chosen for Grenadiers. And when they put on those bearskin hats, they looked even taller. And that was the whole idea. If you could psych your enemy out and get a good battle position, you didn't lose so many men, and then you had some more soldiers to fight another day.
But everyone knows the, I'm sure, the tune, the British Grenadiers. However, very few people know that there are words to that song. So we're going to do that one now.
Some talk of Alexander and some of Hercules, of Hector and Lysander and such great names as these. But of all the world's great heroes, there's none that can compare with a ta-ra-ra-ra-ra for the British Grenadiers. None of these ancient heroes e'er saw a cannonball, or knew the force of powder to slay their foes withal. But our brave boys do know it, and banish all their fears with a ta-ra-ra-ra-ra for the British Grenadiers. And when we are commanded to storm the palisades, our leaders march with fusees and we with hand grenades. We throw them from the glacis about the enemy's ears with a ta-ra-ra-ra-ra for the British Grenadiers. The god of war was pleased and great Bellona smiles to see these noble heroes of our British Isles. And all the gods celestial descending from their spheres beheld with adoration the British Grenadiers. So let us crown a bumper and drink a health to those who carry caps and pouches and wear the loopid clothes. May they and their commanders live happy all their years with a ta-ra-ra-ra-ra for the British Grenadiers.
One more. Okay. Cool War or Over the Hill? Cool War. Okay. You didn't really think I was going to play that, did you? John's the talent in the outfit.
You don't think I'm going to play that?
Okay, I am in a very special outfit, and I'm going to take 1 second to tell you something about a crusade of mine. I'm dressed as a camp follower would have dressed in the 18th century, and I don't want to hear any one of you snicker either. Camp followers were very special people, and they were not what the word has come to connote today. The British Army had them written into the regulations, and 6 women were allowed to follow each regiment into war. And I don't know if any of you realize it, but a regiment was 700 men. She got paid. She had to be married. She was not an idle woman. She got paid by off reckonings from the soldiers' pay, which was small enough to begin with, and she washed their socks and she darned their clothes, and when they went into battle, she was under the orders of the surgeon, the regimental surgeon, and she followed the men onto the battlefield. And if her husband were killed in battle, she had 30 days to get married or find someplace else to live. So this is a song about one woman who made that decision and decided that she didn't want to stay home. She wanted to follow her man into battle. The cruel war is raging. Johnny has to fight. I want to be with him morning till night. I want to be with him. It grieves my heart so. Won't you let me go with you? No, my love, no. Tomorrow is Sunday. Monday is the day that your captain will call you, and you must obey. Your captain will call you. It grieves my heart so. Won't you let me go with you? No, my love, no. I'll go to your general. I'll fall on my knees. 100 bright guineas I'll pay for your release. 100 bright guineas, it grieves my heart so. Won't you let me go with you? No, my love, no. I'll tie back my hair, men's clothing I'll put on. I'll pass as your comrade as we march along. I'll pass as your comrade, no one will ever know. Won't you let me go with you? No, my love, no. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, I fear you are unkind. I love you far better than all of mankind. I love you far better than words can e'er express. Won't you let me go with you? Yes, my love, yes. I love you far better than words can e'er express. Won't you let me go with you? Yes, my love, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, I've been on my way to heaven for a long, long time. And many things have happened that's clouded up my mind. But I am more determined to walk the narrow way. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Walk upon a bell I'm gonna ring. A brand new angel in the choir, I wanna hear her sing. There'll be a lot of friends awaiting when I walk through the gate. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. The lonesome valleys, and I've climbed the highest hills. Oh, I've known the joy of being in the center of God's will. I've watched the angels come and take my loved ones home to stay. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. There's a golden street to walk upon, a bell I'm gonna ring. Yesterday, well, I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday.
I got to get out so I can hear a little bit of that. It's really hard back there trying to sing and you can't hear what's coming in. I do want to mention that we are gospel singers, strictly gospel, and that we lift up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that died and shed his blood for us on Calvary. Our last song is going to be one entitled, Won't That Be a Hallelujah Meeting?
Won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? Where the saints of old standing with a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about ending, it'll happen all over again.
Oh, what a celebration, forgetting where we've been. We're standing on the top of Zion, triumphing over sin. Both the angels will start singing, then hallelujah's greeting. Then prepare all of heaven when the saints go marching in.
Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? When the saints of old standing with a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shouting all through the land. Just about, and it'll happen all over again. Well, I've been laughed at here for shouting since so many long years ago. I got more than just religion when my Jesus saved my soul. I got a way down deep salvation like no mortal tongue can tell. And standing invitation for a hallelujah spell. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? When the saints of old standing with a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shouting on through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again. Oh, won't that be a meeting when we step on the other side? When the saints of old standing with a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shouting on through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over
again.
And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over
again.
All right. All right. All right. They'll be on this afternoon again, so you'll get to hear them.
Nicodemus came by night to learn the way of right, and he asked the Son of God what he must do. Now these words were said to him, Nick, you must be born again by the Spirit of the man from Galilee. Oh.
that fair land. I'll take my stand. Well, it's good to be on this road for glory land. Well, I can see the lights of home. Oh, I can see him on his throne.
Thank you very much. Don't you appreciate the fact that there hadn't been any rain today?
Amen.
All right. We appreciate that. The Lord has smiled upon us. All right. We're going to sing a song entitled, When I Wake Up to Sleep No More.
What a glad thought, some wonderful morning. I shall hear Gabriel's trumpet sound
when I wake up
to sleep no more. To meet my blessed Redeemer with a glad shout, I'll leave the ground
when I wake up to sleep no more.
When I wake up,
oh, so glad morning, dew was adorning over in glory, telling a story with the Redeemer of all the ages, praising the one whom I adore. When I wake up to sleep no more. In the twinkling of an eye,
when I wake up
to sleep no more, leaving behind all my trouble and sorrow, bound for that city up on high. When I wake up to sleep no more,
to sleep no more, when I wake up.
For our last song, one entitled This Little Light of Mine. This is a testimony of the Smith family to let our little light shine. I want to say thanks to everybody for the nice comments we got today. We really appreciate it. We had some nice people walk up and say some nice things, and it made us feel good. This little light of mine.
Well,
every day, I'll let my little light shine.
Cause Jesus gave me the light. I'm gonna let it shine.
Jesus gave me the light.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Jesus gave me the light.
I'm gonna let it shine every day.
Every day, I'll let my little light shine.
every day.